This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air right now. My voice is attached to me, and I'm Doug Steffen. His voice is attached to him, and he's Michael Harrison. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. Lots of things going on, as usual, in the story category and the people list. Folks at Talkers Magazine go through the radio world, listening to news talk programs and doing the research, so they come up every week with this list, 52 weeks a year. You can find it there, but you can listen to us talk about it here. So, Michael, why don't we get started with our talk about the people and the stories?
Well, guess what? It was another crazy week, but that's not surprising anymore. At number 10, we have the World Cup in soccer, or football, as they call it, and Major League Baseball action. Brexit complications at number 9, to say the least. At number 8, the Sacha Baron Cohen show. At number 7, I know, in the middle of all of that. At number 7, Pompeo in North Korea.
What about Sacha Baron Cohen interviewing Mike Pompeo? How about that for a deal? What do you think? Yes,
I think that'd be cool. Yeah, I think that it's pretty bizarre. How's that for a word? It's bizarre. At number 7, as I said, Pompeo in North Korea. At number 6, we have U.S.-China trade war. At number 5, we have the Strzok Page testimony. Kavanaugh's confirmation process is at 4. Look at all these stories: illegal immigration and the asylum policies at 3. The Trump Russia investigation and his meeting with Putin, which is about to happen, at number 2, and Trump at NATO at number 1. And a lot of talk this week about our number 5 story, the Peter Strzok hearings, and the mayhem and chaos and yelling. And
10 hours of nothing.
Well, I mean,
theater. Think about it. It's all theater anymore. Nothing came out of that. As nothing comes out, look at these top 10 stories, other than the NATO meeting this week, that produced some substantive information and help on both sides, it would seem. One wonders, but the back and forth on Trump and Putin, you know, whether they're friends, did he collude with them to win the election, all that stuff, there's nothing new. What's new in any of this?
I think the Kavanaugh story has brought to light some interesting constitutional issues.
For example?
Should a president be subject to an investigation or criminal proceedings or indictment during the presidency? That's a question that's come up. Kavanaugh has had different views on that over his career. He was involved in the Ken Starr, Bill Clinton investigation when he was a younger man.
Yeah.
And he's written some interesting things.
What does he say? Yes or no?
Well, he says yes and no. First he said, oh, yes, that was when he was with Ken Starr against Bill Clinton. Then after that, he realized, at least he says, that it's a terrible distraction to distract a presidency. It's so hard to be president with this type of thing. It should wait until after he's out of office. And then he said there's always impeachment as an alternative if the president does something, and here's a great word, dastardly.
I mean,
dastardly, that makes you a dastard.
Yes, it does.
And we can
say
that.
All right, so let's take this apart a little bit, if you don't mind, in terms of how people view the Supreme Court and their supposed infallibility, because they are here to tell us they're the last word. It's them or nothing when it comes to high rulings. So they're supposed to interpret the Constitution, not make, some of these people say?
Not
make
legislate
laws
from
the bench. Right.
Not legislate from the bench.
So he's flipped on one issue that you just made reference to, which shows the, I suppose, infallibility, the vulnerability, the human condition is such that there is no such thing as a solid There's no such thing as the...
There's nothing written in stone.
There's nothing, yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, the Constitution is not written in stone, and it's not meant to be. On the other hand, it is meant to be solid and stable. And there's where the action lies. The action lies between what is the real intent of the Constitution versus what is its ability to be flexible. And the framers, the founding fathers, were very smart about that. They did not leave certain aspects of the Constitution vague because they couldn't find the words. These guys were wordsmiths. They didn't leave it vague because they didn't know what to do. They left it vague because they wanted it to have enough breathing room to expand and contract and change with changing times. They had planned for this country to last for more than 4 years. Mm-hmm. And it's worked that way. The Constitution has actually been a very, very practical and durable document. So as far as Kavanaugh flipping and flopping, I see that, and I think most people see it who are trying to look at him objectively and not totally in a polarizing partisan way. I think that Kavanaugh has shown that he's grown over the years, and when faced with experience and faced with new information, he's changed his view, which also leaves us with the idea that anybody that is appointed to the Supreme Court can yet change their view, that they're not necessarily going to be a puppet of the president that appointed them.
So then what good are the rulings? If people change their mind and you ask somebody 10 years later about the same ruling and they change their mind, what good is the Supreme Court? Of what value is it if these things are not in stone, but yet subject to...
They can't be in stone. They can't be. That's the whole point. The point is, if it's in stone, it may no longer be relevant, or it may not be practical.
But what about people that go to jail? Their lives are ruined by rulings of the Supreme Court or other justices.
There are people in jail for crimes that are no longer illegal, but they were illegal when they were put in crime.
So there's the question: should they be let out of jail? Yes,
that's a fabulous question, and that's one that's not up for discussion over Kavanaugh. But that's a question that if you had a legal scholar, ask Steve Wiseman that when he's on. That's a great question. Why is it that, for example, if you go to jail for marijuana, and then marijuana becomes legal, are you still subject to being in jail for having broken the law when it was illegal? How about gambling? Look at the differences that we have in terms of gambling being illegal or legal over the years of just of our lifetime.
All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman will be with us later in the countdown. You can stay and we'll get into that, because that's a great, I think that's a visionary concept, frankly, a visionary question. And conceptually, Steve, I've never, ever, on the, 25, 30 years he's been on this program, mm-hmm. in one form or another, I've never asked him a question that he didn't have an answer for, or he didn't know what I was talking about, referencing. Never,
He's a brilliant legal scholar.
He is.
And I can testify he is a personally great guy.
Yes, and I can do the same thing. All right, how about that? We've got the... Hey, it's the Stephen J.J. Wiseman fan club.
Let's do it. This is your life, Steve. I'll stay on, and we'll bring on his second grade teacher. Hey, you know.
Right. And his third wife, whoever it is.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's change your life with Life Change Tea, shall we? Those of you who want to maintain perfect health, Michael Harris is a perfect example of them. Of this, he has put his body into a great place. He looks like Adonis, talks like Adonis. You can tell by listening to him, he's really on it, right?
I look better than I sound.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, if you would like to follow in Michael's footsteps, you need Life Change Tea. It is perfectly named. It will change your life. Life Change Tea. Cleanses your body from the intruders, from the bad stuff that gets into your body. These outside intruders from the entire digestive system. So if your colon has buildup in it, you'll notice some weight loss because this stuff flushes all of that bad stuff out of your system. You may experience cleaner, healthier, younger-looking skin, too, an increase in energy. All of the cleansing teas that they have at GetTheTea.com are very popular. But Get the Tea really does like you to start with Life Change Tea, and then you can look at some of the other things they have. You want to clean out that unhealthy colon of yours, go online to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you without cost. Get ready. You'll be feeling much better every day. I drink it every day, and I'm happy to tell you that it keeps me clean, clear through, and deodorized too, Michael. It's really on the top of the hit parade. It is, seriously, GetTea.com. Go there. Use the code DJV. You won't have to pay for it being shipped to you. It is the best way to cleanse your body and keep it free from outside influences. Free shipping, too. Speaking of free, use the code DJV when you order these teas at GetTheTea.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, Talk Radio Countdown. So one of the things that I, when I look at the list that we've prepared here this week, I think about all of the various nuances of what makes up conversation. And I'm fascinated with this because it's what we do for a living, you and I. Number 10, the World Cup, the focus on the World Cup. I am shocked at the amount of money these guys make. This week there was whoever the lead guy is, the best player in the world, Carlos Fernando Galbunga, whoever, I don't know who the guy is.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Him too. All right, $400 million, Michael. Signs a contract for $400 million.
I don't think he's worth a cent over $399 million.
No,
frankly.
It's outrageous, yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that, though.
It's big. It's big-time sports. What we in the United States don't, well, we realize it, but we don't experience it, is just how big soccer, called football, soccer is outside of the U.S., and not only how big it is in terms of the revenue it generates and the crowds it draws, the passion that it contains. These people are as...
You mean the viewers.
The viewers.
The people that will go to the game.
Yeah. I mean, it is the nation's pride. These countries that are, in contention, it everything else stops.
Yeah.
Everything stops for soccer.
Yeah. We have a large contingent of Belgians.
Got to watch out for those Belgians.
No, we have a lot. Well, I guess there probably are a lot of Belgians. But we have a lot of Brazilians in the town I live in. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 of them live here, and they closed down the downtown the other day when Brazil won. They just closed it down. Everything stopped. Everything stopped. So that's what happens. 21 after the hour, yet we will continue here on the countdown.
Help
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, or Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, your source for complete information about the talk radio world, the greatness of the conversation, the people who are on the air, day and night. It's really, it's fun, actually, to be involved in this. Is the conversation different at night than it is in the daytime? Ever think about when you were on the air? I've been on the air most of the time in my career. I've been on the morning, but I've been on different afternoons in Cincinnati, evenings in St. Louis, and I think back to whether I was different, and I wonder whether you were at different times when you were on.
Theoretically, it's different with what's called day parts. So theoretically, the conversation or the sound or the music or whatever it is in radio changes from day part to day part based upon preconceived ideas about what people are doing and the state of mind they're in. However, in this new era of delayed broadcast and on demand, that's starting to change. And radio stations do not adhere as much to day parting as they used to, based on the idea that some of the shows were recorded at a different time, and they don't know where it's going to be, especially in syndicated radio. Even national shows are on in three different time zones. So a morning show in one place is an afternoon show in another, and they're both live.
Yeah.
So day parting is not as big. But it used to be that during drive time, it was faster paced, more up. In the mornings, it was brighter and less sober or heavy. Nighttime, a little bit more long form, a little bit more laid back, and a little deeper. And that was even with the music. There was music stations that would have some records, you can't play them in the morning, they're too heavy. You can't play certain records at night, they're too light. And it doesn't exist that way as much anymore.
You know, I was, as you were going through that, I was in my mind thinking about some of the people who are on at night. Two come to mind. Our pal Bohannon and how he does things from 10 to 1 Eastern time on his show has been on for decades. And John Batchelor, who I recently heard for the first time in quite a long time, actually, and how he puts things together. He's masterful at getting into the nuance of things that others might not do But the way he digs into it, and he always has guests, and he always is probing into things that the average person might not even think about. But the way he does it, and I think Bohannon does that as well, is that, you know, unique. We used to say when, what's his face, was on in the morning, it was not a good morning show, but it would have been a good mid-afternoon show. What's his face that was on Salem? Bill Bennett, the guys that were...
Bill Bennett wasn't a broadcaster, so he didn't bring broadcast sensibilities to a morning show.
Yeah.
Are that you're aware that you're a morning show. In England, they call it a breakfast show.
Breakfast show, yeah.
And that says a lot. A fellow like Bill Bennett, he was a political guy. He wasn't there as an entertainer. You see, it's the line between entertainment and just the content. And there's an element of show business in this business, and what time you see it is or hear it is really very important. So, like, you're a morning man, and you bring morning man sensibilities to your show during the week. Now, this program could be on at any time because it's a national syndicated special. So, when I'm talking to you, I don't come to you with a morning attitude. I come to you with a more general attitude that fits any time.
Well, it does, and that's important. But I think in cases like Bachelor, for example, he's more professorial.
Yes.
And people who listen to him expect
people don't want a lecture, or they don't want to get too heavy in the morning, is the theory.
Nah.
Whereas at night, you have more time. And Bohannon does long-form interviews. He'll be with one guest for a whole hour. They don't do that on morning shows.
Oh, good God, no. If I can keep somebody interested for 3 or 4 minutes, I figure I'm doing a good job.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is. But it is, I thought you'd explain that, and you always do it so well. So we'll continue with more explanations about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio as the countdown continues.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. With President Donald Trump set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in mere days, 12 Russians have been indicted for trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by hacking into the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic network. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at a Washington news conference.
In an effort to conceal their connections to Russia, the defendants used a network of computers around the world, and they paid for it using cryptocurrencies.
Former Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose email was hacked in April of 2016 and released over the course of the campaign, quickly jumped on Trump.
Donald Trump likes to describe this as a witch hunt. Well, we just found some witches, and they were indicted.
Several Democrats say Trump should cancel his meeting with Putin if he does not address the issue. Republican John McCain has joined Democrats in that call as well. Trump has promised to raise the issue during that meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The juice onto the radio. In fact, the stories and the people are juicy this week. From the Talkers.com headquarters, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers at Talkers.com, with us, Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of talk. Somebody sent me a note this week. Wanted to know, his name was Dennis. I wanted to know what you knew about pirate radio, pirate talk radio. I don't know, maybe the concept of pirate radio in general, and whether there are talk radio stations. In my mind, when I think about pirate radio and the big deal the FCC makes out of it, I think, what the heck's the difference? Just go on the Internet. What do you have to
Radio? The Internet has diminished the luster of pirate radio. Radio, for those who don't know, is a form of radio where you get the technology, you get a transmitter, and you broadcast illegally on an open frequency to a city or to some place out of an apartment window or from the roof of your house or some you know, where you put up an antenna. Some of them have very small signals for a mile or two, but if it's a heavily populated area. And some of them have been quite legendary, and it's against the law. The FCC will find you. They'll fine you and can
but what do you. But honestly, how is it any different than what really we do on the Internet? How is it? That's
well, what's different of it is that it's based on the premise, first of all, that you're on the radio dial and people dial switch and they find you. There's not as much dial switch.
Does that make any difference anymore? Really?
Well, as I said, the Internet and the digital age has diminished the appeal and the luster and the impact of pirate radio. But if you suddenly could pop up at, 77 on the dial in the middle of a major city, you're going to get people hearing you a lot easier. I mean, terrestrial radio, AM/FM radio, still dominates over Internet radio, even though that's changing. Mm-hmm. So there still can be a case made for the impact, even though it's illegal, of pirate radio, but there's not as much pirate radio now as there used to be for two reasons. One, the FCC gets to them quicker, and why do it? If you want to have a message that you want to put out, go online and promote it amongst your constituency or your target audience.
If you don't mind the personal reference, you have done a brilliant job of doing that in Western Massachusetts. Well, it doesn't just Western Massachusetts. I guess you can hear
it. Well, it's all over the world, but it's totally aimed at Western Massachusetts. We have how could I possibly resist not building a hyper-local radio station online in my neighborhood where I live, or one of the places I live? I also was thinking of doing one in Palm Beach County.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But we have a radio station. I call it a media station, but it's basically audio, called PioneerValleyRadio.com, and it is hyper-local. It's personality public affairs programming totally geared to the local communities of Western Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. That's the criteria. It's very difficult for anything else to get on. And it has a very big following now. It's in its fourth year, and it's fun. And I started it as an experiment because I like to practice what I preach.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about these subjects to people who are of a mind to broadcast all the time. So I show by example how it's done, and we do it.
All right. So is it likely, because you have so many different hands, people ask me this myself, because I do five different radio programs every week. Is there a place, for example, at talkers.com, you have your conversation, and is this something that might show up? Can people hear if they go to PioneerValleyRadio.com? I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah. PioneerValleyRadio.com.
You ever put up your Michael Harrison interviews there?
There's a link to it, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Because I am a local product of that community,
right?
But it's not our main meat. The main course on PioneerValleyRadio.com are interviews with local people, mm-hmm. local celebrities, local politicians, local business people, and listeners. It's a local radio station.
So you could go out conceivably. This really is kind of like old retail radio, the stuff we grew up in. And that's maybe why. It's easy for us to do this kind of stuff because we did it when we were kids. Go out on the street with a recorder, mm-hmm. and you use your iPhone or iPad or whatever it is, and record somebody and bring it back and
do it all the time.
Yeah.
Do it all the time. Everybody that works at PioneerValleyRadio.com has a recording device. It's called your smartphone. Right. And we do it. You're talking to you're at a restaurant, and the waiter or waitress is interesting, or the guy that owns it. Hey, let's talk for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And it's posted. Much of it is on demand. We do live shows, but interviews of the sort that you're talking about are on demand. Some people call them podcasts, but they're not really podcasts. They're radio shows. It's a radio station, but it doesn't adhere to any of the rules of radio. And programs are never interrupted by commercials. Because it is a website, the commercials have their own place of existence.
Right.
And it's very experimental, very modern, and it changes regularly as we evolve the results of our experiment and see what works and what doesn't. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff. It really is. Yeah.
But I think that you'll see more and more of these hyper-local radio stations around the country. And that is not in any way, shape, or form going to hurt national programs. There'll even be nationally syndicated programs on hyper-local stations.
Yeah.
Everything creates its own hierarchy. But the bottom line is we're going through amazing changes in terms of how we communicate. And that goes all the way from the simplest social media to the biggest mass media outlets.
All right, let's go. That gives me a chance as a cue into the next focus, and that's Sean Hannity. There's hardly a week go by now on the Countdown show that we don't talk about him because of his continuing influence, or increasing, maybe is the better way of putting it, influence not only on radio, on television, but in the national conversation. He's with the president in Europe, and he's in London, and he goes up to Helsinki to see, who knows, he'll meet Vladimir Putin maybe. Maybe he gets an interview with Vladimir Putin because of his connection to the president. He has access to a lot more stuff than almost anybody I can remember in recent times, Michael.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah, really.
Ever.
Yeah.
He is the most influential radio personality in history.
Really? Wow, that's quite a statement.
Well, he influences the president of the United States. So therefore, he is most influential. I'm not saying he's the most influential in terms of his listeners. I'm not saying that, you know, he's not Edward R. Murrow. There's been different kinds of it. But this guy has the ear of the president. He has it now. He's had it for a long time. And he may have it for a very long time. An example of his influence on the president is the appointment of Bill Shine, former co-president of Fox, former executive producer of Fox News, friend of Hannity, somebody that you and I know, to the position of White House Communications Director, which is in that White House. That's a really important point because it's a media-oriented White House. And Shine has already influenced things when President Trump announced the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Shine approached it like a television producer with the lighting and the sound.
He's doing it. He's a television producer. So make a show. It's showtime. Hello.
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. It is showtime. Look at the news media and the way they've tried. This is catching the news media at their own game, or maybe besting the news media at their own game. There are a lot of people who gave me some flack last week because I was speaking about Shine in a nice way.
Well, you know him.
I quite like him.
Well, you were talking about him personally. I remember that conversation because I thought about it a lot because Shine is controversial, and you and I were saying, hey, he's a nice guy, only from our own experience knowing him.
Well, isn't that how it works?
Well, yes, but I could also understand how people feel when you don't know somebody.
Yeah.
But is it
fair to judge someone to the way people like that get judged if you don't know them? Really? How do you know what goes on in hand?
A case could be made that being friends with somebody biases you against what they really are like objectively. So this goes both ways, Doug.
Not me and you, though. We're objective through and through.
Yeah, right. No, we all are influenced if you know somebody, and especially if that person is nice to you.
Yeah.
How many times have you had people say to you, somebody's really a bad guy, bad guy?
And I got to know him first because his wife was on my program. She was a character and a half.
Well,
and that's how I first was introduced to him, frankly.
Well, Darla Shine has been a controversial figure now. She has said some things that now are subject to scrutiny because her husband is in an influential place. Yeah. And some of the things that she's flipped off lightly because she was a radio kook in a certain level.
She was kind of kooky.
And I don't mean that as an insult. She was just...
No, she's kooky.
She was kooky.
And
she said a lot of things. And now she's the wife of a major influencer in the White House. Let's take a look at what the kooky things are that she said.
Well, she and Sean's wife were great friends. I don't know if they still are, and I don't have any reason to think that they are, because they were neighbors as much as anything else. And it's like the cul-de-sac conversation. What do you talk about when these two guys are on Fox and you're the wives, the spouses?
I have to say, from what I know, I knew of Darla Shine, I was friends with her for a number of years. I haven't talked to her in about 10 years, so I can't say where she's at now. But I would say that she marched to the beat of her own drummer.
Absolutely.
I do not think that Bill Shine and Darla Shine collaborated or colluded on similar.
That's a very good way
of putting it. So that's an interesting insight, though, isn't it?
It is. That's what we're all about here. Insight. On the people list at Talkers Magazine, you can find at talkers.com, number 10, the list of people includes Theresa May, who is the Prime Minister of England, and that's a whole thing. We know the problem that the Brits are having with Brexit, so that's why that's number 10. Sacha Baron Cohen is number 9. Mike Pompeo, number 8. Lisa Page and Peter Schrock, number 7. Brett Kavanaugh is in the 6th position. Chuck Schumer is number 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3. Angela Merkel is number 2. Apparently, she and the Donald have buried the hatchet, it would seem. Trump is number 1. He asked the right question, though, this week. Why should we keep paying for your defense? I think that's a great question, frankly. There it is, the list of people making it to the big time under the big top on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to get the insight of Michael in his conversation of the week. We'll talk about the Michael Harrison interview next here on the Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. It wouldn't be startling to hear parents think kids are addicted to their phones, but it might be surprising to learn 1 out of 2 teens agree. In a recent survey by a nonprofit group called Common Sense Media, 52% of teens described themselves as addicted to their mobile devices. A whopping 78% said they check their devices at least hourly.
One mistake that can happen is we start blaming the kids.
Dr. Amit Sood is the chair of the Mind-Body Medicine Initiative at Mayo Clinic. He says if you're concerned about your kids' technology habit, start by looking at your own. In the same survey where 50% of kids called themselves addicted, 27% of parents said they too are hooked. Dr. Sood says practice what you preach.
Model the behavior that you want your kids to follow. So unless you model your behavior, your discipline, you're intentional about appropriate use of screen. Unless you do that, they won't do it.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Countdown overview, stories number one. Let's go through the charts for the week of July 9th to the 13th. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine who listen to talk radio stations and programs and hosts all around the country to come up with this list. At number 10, the usual sports talk radio with an extra special focus on the World Cup. At number 9, complications in Europe as a result of whether the Brits really get out, the Brexit whole thing. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and his foolishness. Number 7, Mike Pompeo in North Korea and his foolishness. Number 6, the foolishness between the Americans and the Chinese when it comes to trade. Number 5 thing is Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, if that's how we pronounce his name, former FBI director in the focus. Kavanaugh's confirmation, number 4, illegal immigration, number 3. The Russia investigation number 2 and the trip to NATO by the president number 1 this week. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review. Okay, so people this week, Stormy Daniels didn't make it into the people list, but I think she's probably number 11.
She should be somewhere
yes.
there. She's a great gal.
All right, arrested at the strip club in Columbus. Do you think that they check everybody out? It goes in a strip club, or do you think this was a special?
I don't know.
By invitation only.
I haven't been to a strip club since I'm about 19 years old.
Okay.
And
21.
And I guess they've changed over the years.
I never got anything in my face. Did you get anything in your face when you went?
Just a beer that I didn't like.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Whatever I think of strip clubs, I think of beer. And I'm not a beer drinker because you had to drink a beer to get in. And that's a whole other story. But no, she is Ohio. That's right. It was in Ohio. She broke a law or something that you're not allowed to stick parts of your body in people's faces and touch. You don't want to touch the customers.
Really?
And
what good is a strip club?
But I don't know. It's such a BS story. It's crap.
Silly.
Yeah.
All right.
Silly.
The Harrison conversation, the Harrison interview, the MH interview with Steve Alton. Tell us about that.
Steve Alton is one of the most successful science fiction writers in the world. He's written a ton of books that have been New York Times bestsellers. His first book was called Meg, a deep sea horror story about the Megalodon. And finally, after 22 years, it's going to be a big summer movie called The Meg, which is this giant 60, 70-foot white shark that swam the seas in the old days. is prehistoric and comes back from the Mariana Trench and wreaks havoc. And we talk about all that stuff.
Eat everybody and everything.
Yeah. MHinterview.com is where people can hear an interesting conversation with an independent publisher who has really done well. He also is fighting Parkinson's disease at the same time, so there's a little bit of inspiration attached to it.
That's too bad. All right, MH Interview, deep dive, if you'll pardon the pun, into the, what a name for a being, the Megalodon.
Yes, Megalodon, a fierce, vicious, bone-chomping creature that can swallow an elephant whole.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Poor elephant.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Steve Alton with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have a double feature, a creature feature. It's the creature feature on the countdown.
A
featuring
new creature
Steven,
at the table.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert because he's a college professor and a great lawyer as well, and Michael Harrison. So we were talking, Steve, about what happens to folks who are in jail and the crime that they committed.
I'm supposed to ask a question.
Oh, you're asking a question.
I mean, what the heck are you keeping me?
Go ahead.
Exactly. We were talking about, he says stay here, so I asked the question, then you're asking the question. What kind of garbage is that?
Yeah,
okay.
Help yourself.
Okay, thank you. We were talking about Kavanaugh and the confirmation process, and he was talking about how the president shouldn't be held responsible, blah, 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 all that. So the question came up. In our legal system, if you commit a crime for something that's illegal and then it ceases to be illegal, for example, gambling or marijuana or anything of that nature, do they acquit you and send you home from jail, or do you still have to serve a sentence for something that you did when the action was illegal?
Great question.
And indeed, you are still serving your time. And it's funny because I was thinking about that just the other day as I was watching local news. And in Massachusetts, recreational marijuana has been approved, but it's a little bit slow as far as the permits being issued. But I was watching TV of these business people, these now business people involved in recreational marijuana, and certainly getting due respect. And I'm saying, gee, what about the guy in Texas who's doing 100 years in prison? And it's only a slight exaggeration for selling marijuana. So the answer is it was a crime at the time that you were sentenced. Therefore, the decriminalization doesn't change that. However, one would think, what about the people who have the authority, governors and presidents, to pardon people? And wouldn't that be an appropriate thing for people to be pardoned?
I think the law
is going to become an issue.
No.
Okay.
Really?
There's so many, bigger things right now. I hope it does focus, because there are significant numbers of people who are in prisons, and I used Texas as an example because they were very, very prominent, putting away even small dealers and even possessions of marijuana. And today that looks absurd, and yet those people don't necessarily have the representation to bring their cases out to the public and the courts.
This is a perfect example of the public not being aware or not seeing the money that we waste on people in prison. First of all, why do people go to prison? Let's say they owe somebody money, you're going to put them in prison. How do they earn the money to pay off, and then you and I are paying for them to be in jail? What the hell sense does that make?
Well, I used to work in the state prison system here in Massachusetts. And remember, when you imprison someone with a family, you're imprisoning that whole family in the sense that there are going to be great effects upon that family. And are you warehousing these people for a period and getting them in to learn even worse things and then put them out into society? Or are you actually doing something to try and rehabilitate them and give them other options? Our prison system is pretty bad in many instances, and the privatization is even worse.
All right. Sacha Baron Cohen is being sued by Roy Moore. Is he leaving himself open because of the... the questionable way some of these interviews have been set up, a lot of people have been had in the last month or two. Is he vulnerable?
Not really. Again, it's one of these things where, like Sarah Palin, he's against the middle class. I'm not sure where that came from. The courts are very, very protective of political satire and this kind of thing. And frankly, I've seen a lot of people, including, former Vice President Cheney, who took their ribbing, pretty well. You have, Roy Moore, who's threatening defamation. You be very careful. First of all, there's a great First Amendment protection for the media, and there's also that question of truth as a defense as well. So Sacha Baron Cohen is going to get an audience of Sunday night that he never would have gotten had it not been for this wonderful publicity he's getting from people like Sarah Palin, who can't take a joke.
Well, what he should do next is interview Stormy Daniels, I think. That would be get her into the studio and do a striptease act for him. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.